Hi, welcome back to Accent of King. This is King, and today I have a very short episode for you. And the question we're dealing with today is, how do we live our lives? How do we live our lives to the fullest? And the answer to that is quite simple. We have to transcend ourselves. And what does that mean, King? You may ask. Well, it means that we are not limited by ourselves, because we have desires, right? And if we pursue those desires, we are pretty much doing what ourselves are dictating for us. So we are setting ourselves in a boundary, and that boundary is nothing close to being the fullest. So if you're pursuing your desires, etc., you're pretty much living within the boundary of self. And that's not living to the fullest. Now, you might say, well, I am, you know, enjoying my life, blah, blah, blah. Yes, you are. Of course, no one is disputing that you're enjoying life. You're just not living to the fullest, all right? You can only start living to the fullest when you transcend that. When you don't just pursue your desires, when you don't just look for your own happiness, but you look for the happiness of others as well. That's when you become a person living the fullest, living to the best of their capability or their ability. As long as you're the only person you care about in this world, well, you might do well. You might, you know, collect some money, and, you know, you might be rich. I don't care. You might be a powerful, quote unquote, powerful person. You're still not living to the fullest. You're living within yourself. You are being, your life is being dictated by you. And as I was saying, you is not the best thing to let dictate your life. You want to be a person who has more than you dictating what you should be, because in that way, then you can explore things that are just more than you. You are exploring things that are outside the command of self. Now, since you spent most of your time at work, you pretty much spend most of your time in this world at work. You want to ask yourself the question, well, am I transcending myself at work? Am I transcending myself at work? If you are, good for you. It means that you're living to the fullest most of your day. If you're not, you need to quit that job, dude. You need to quit that job. Look for a different job that helps you serve other people. And the more you serve other people, the more you live to the fullest, the more you transcend yourself. And you'll be very surprised how happy you become the more you serve other people. You know, people seem to ignore the happiness that comes from just being of good service. I feel happy when I serve someone. I do. Like, when I fix someone's problem, when I'm a solution to someone, I'm ecstatic, euphoric. Now, you would feel the same if you served other people too, if you were a problem solver yourself. So, you want to be happy? You ask, huh, maybe you should solve some problems for people. That could help you. And one way to solve those problems, as I was saying a few seconds ago, is transcending thine self. If you transcend yourself, then you're likely going to be of service a lot more. If you have any other questions that you want to ask me, feel free to put them in the comment section below. Feel free to follow me. Feel free to subscribe. Feel free to give me some thumbs ups, some thumbs downs. I don't really even care. I don't care. You can also write in the comments below if there are any other questions that you want to ask me.
Talking over here.